Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard takes first base on ball four. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is walked intentionally. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Reese moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Richard takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richard. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Richard steals second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Richard moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone is walked intentionally. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball towards right. Tovar catches it and throws to first to double up Stroud. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reese. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Reese steals second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Jim Perry. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Richard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May bunts towards the mound. Paranoski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt who is chasing the ball. Reichardt reaches third base with a triple. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Stan Williams now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Andrews is called out on strikes. Two outs. J. Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. There goes John Stone trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 8-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Richard hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-3 in the game. Alia is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to third. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun pinch hits for Stan Williams. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Joe Horland now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar strikes out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.